school for runaway children, also the ability to board them. They have a drug rehabilitation center up until 10 years ago. Drug abuse was hardly known in Ukraine, and then it began to get introduced through the East after the fall. Up until then, if you got caught selling drugs, they killed you. So that's pretty much a pretty strong incentive against, you know, doing crime. Regardless of what the liberals in California media will tell you, that the threat of death has no, could we have another slide, has no effect? That's not true. The threat of death will keep you out of somebody else's yard. If we could move along up there, we go. This is our view from my window. Now, that snow fell yesterday. It would fall again tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day. And then I think there were, in the 12 days, there were 3 days where we saw some sun, the rest of it was overcast, and some kind of snow shower. This concrete jungle in the next slide just shows you more more of the immediate housing stuff around us. Yes. This is the Parliament building downstairs. This was built by German prisoners of war. Some years back, obviously. Lots of architecture in this beautiful city, absolutely beautiful city in terms of its architecture. Next is the first Western Mall in the country. This is Independence Square. If you looked in that direction, it would be about two-thirds bigger than that. This is where all the hoopla was going on. In conversation over chai with cream. For me, you're a funny American. Most Americans don't drink cream in their tea. Well, yeah, give me some more cream. On one particular midnight, a representative of the United States government called the American consulate to advise them that military forces were en route in the dark to cause a riot, kill some people, you know, these demonstrators, peaceful demonstrators. The president refused to take telephone calls from our representative, and so the consulate called his son-in-law and said, you tell your father-in-law. One of my favorite stories is from the years that Peggy Jarbo worked down in the nursery, because she understood that her goal was to, her calling was to pray over those youngsters. It's no small thing for me that when one of the first words these babies around here speak is the word Jesus. You know, we put the images there, we put the affection there, we have the intercession there. But that's as a help to the mom and dad. Moms and dads don't get issued books when the babies arrive. Did you notice that? It's just, we kissed and, whoa, what happened? What do we do with this thing? We have challenges to face with children, because children have, they ask questions. You notice that? They develop their own little theologies. We're going to bring the children up and have a dance here in a moment. While we're doing that, I'll introduce you to some theology, kid style. Dear God, please put another holiday between Christmas and Easter. There's nothing good in there now, said Amanda. Dear God, thank you for the baby brother, but what I asked for was a puppy.
I just wanted to say that this dance is dedicated to the Eversons and the new addition to their family. And I just wanted to bless you, and may the Lord just give you peace in that situation, and that you would just feel completely at ease, and that whatever troubles come up, that you will know that He's always there to help you.
Share one that was a couple of that were for the body, and then we'll go into specifics for individuals.
You guys can go ahead.
I had a sense during worship that the a couple people were out of joint with one another in the body, and the Lord wanted to properly refit you to one another.